You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Actually, you're listening to the music of Joy and Madness, who will be on stage at the Concert in the Park series at Sacramento's Cesar Chavez Park tonight. It's a band. Well, just listen and tell me what you think. Did the word soul come to mind? There's a lot of soul. In fact, my studio is full of a lot of soul right now. Hi, everybody.
How you doing?
I have 7/8 of the band here today.
Yes.
Is that right? All right. I want to connect the voice and the name. So, Jeremy, why don't you start? Say your name.
All right. I'm Jeremy. I play keys for the band.
I'm Miss Nixie. I play bass.
Okay, that's the only woman you're going to hear here. All right, so I think you're next, Hans.
I'm Hans Eberbach, and I'm the singer.
The singer, he says. Okay, who's next?
Bobby G on guitar.
I'm Tony Marvelli on trumpet.
And Raul Sandoval on saxophone.
Andrew Enberg on drums.
You all hide Andrew in the back, you know that? That's why he has to play so loudly.
The drummer's always
He's got a good view of my backside.
He likes to be that unseen force.
Okay, you're all the new story here in Joy and Madness. The backstory is the Nibblers.
There's some history. There's some history there with most of the band. We started out in a band called the Nibblers.
And the reason I'm saying that is because the Nibblers was a three-time Sammy's winner, and a lot of people knew the music.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a kind of a morphing in there. Yeah. And so the rest of the band can say that. How's Hans doing now in this regrouping, Jeremy?
Well,
is he misbehaving?
Hans always misbehaves.
Okay,
but that's why
probably
we like
a good thing.
I mean, you know, that's what he's about.
It's amazing how all that drama did disappear with the regrouping. That was kind of what that was all about, I think. And those guys are doing their thing, and they've got a strong lineup, and I think they had different plans and a different view of how a band should be run, and we just all kind of ended up sticking it out for the music, and we're just a family.
Yeah, we are. And that's really what it's all about with us is you know, brotherhood, family, you know, brother and sisterhood.
There's no drama.
The best bands are families, aren't they?
That's what it's about. That's what makes music great.
You brought Bobby G in, and you brought Miss Nixie in, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, coming into this group, would you describe what the vibe is? The music is soul, but what's the chemistry of the people?
Chemistry, everyone loves each other here. Mm. Yeah, so we all have fun. There's a chemistry when we get on stage, a lot of energy, because we got Mr. Bunny Rabbit, Mr. Energizer right here, Hans Eberbach.
He's pointing to Hans, yeah.
He's killing, yeah. Great front man, so this is fun for me.
All right, we set everybody up, and we recorded a song called A Good Man?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a listen. This is Joy and Madness. Thank you.
come now to an empty bottle of gin and an empty bed. When she calls looking for a player, it's not that he ain't home, but the line is dead. Now she looks into the mirror and she realizes all the fears, and now she's feeling sad. She's looking into that mirror, finally coming clear what she could have had. Yeah, just because the game is on doesn't mean his love is strong. They don't make a good man. Just because they want you over doesn't mean I'm coming along. They don't make a good man. Just because his game is on doesn't mean his love is strong. They don't make a good man. Just because they want you over doesn't mean I'm coming along.
There they are. That's Joy and Madness. Concerts in the Park series tonight in Sacramento. So how do you find a niche as an eight-piece band? How do you make that happen?
I think a lot of it is, you know, we're not doing music that's never been done before. We're putting our own spin on it. But I think what it comes down to is personality. And that's one of the reasons we were so excited to bring Miss Nixie in on bass and really kind of break up the dude energy and change
stuff. How is your experience, Nixie, in the band?
It's Joy and Madness.
Hey, I want to let everybody know that you've got some real chops here educationally, too. You're a UCLA grad?
Yes.
You have your master's?
Yes,
in music
ethnomusicology.
Education. And you're the bassist, musicology, all right. And so you walk into this group, and how was finding your place?
Well, I actually was the bass sub for the Nibblers, so I had already learned all of the material, and a big fan, so I already knew all the songs, so it's been really fun, and it's been great playing with Andrew Enberg, because I've been a fan of his for about 15 years.
The drummer.
Yeah. So. Andrew, do you see people relating to the band differently because of Nixie being in it?
Oh, yeah. People love her energy. The crowd just goes crazy when they see not only a very cute, attractive woman on stage, but clearly somebody who is a badass bass player. She can really play. And so when they see that combination, they go nuts. So her energy with Hans's energy, it's a whole new different animal. And it's a really good thing. And it's exciting for all of us to be a part of it.
Okay. And our apologies, just in case Mark Jones didn't hit our button fast enough there. But thank yes, you are, and she is.
It's just anatomy.
Right. So what's the goal of the band? You have an EP right now. You're only like 6 months in as a group. You're playing and loving it and happy. What do you want to do next, Jeremy?
Well, you know, I mean, what really makes this music come whole for us is creating that entire energy of the around the people we love and around, this positive vibe that's around what we do. And, you know, so we really want to latch on to things that people are energized about.
Causes.
And things that bring people out of their houses and makes them want to do something active in their lives, because we notice there's a growing apathy among people these days, and we want to be some form of an impetus to change that.
You're making it sound that to some degree you feel like you've got the music thing buttoned down so you can look at a bigger landscape.
We're all a little, sorry.
But you never really have the music thing buttoned down.
No, it is
a constant growing process.
Yeah, but some people spend all their time just making sure they're getting that underway, and you're looking beyond it already.
I think we're all a little bit older in our lives, and some of us have started families and stuff, and we're really, I love my sweaty throwdown shows at the Torch Club. I love it. I love packing people into a room. But we're also looking in our current lives to kind of move to a place where we're playing for organizations and situations that promote, you know, health and empowerment and just really good energy and people that are active and want to see the you know, the world changed for the better, and we want to be a part of that kind of thing.
Okay, that's Joy and Madness. They're on stage tonight down at Cesar Chavez. I'm going to call out your names. You yell out your yo for me, okay? Okay, so Hans Eberbach, all right. Jeremy Springer.
Yeah.
Andrew Enberg in the back.
Yes, sir.
Bobby G.
Hey.
Tony Marvelli.
Yeah.
Raul Sandoval.
Here I am.
And the lovely Miss Nixie.
Hi.
There they are. And that's Insight for today. You're going to get a little more music if I say I'm Beth Ruriak. Our senior producer is Jen Picard. Insight's producer is James Morrison. Associate producers Elena Applebaum, Ellen Mooneyham, Shauna Malazzi, Jamie Slater, Annie Chernick. Technical director Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us. Here they are, Joy and Madness.